that was him or that was he?
No, if I'd say it was John at the door and his name was Young, I'd say, well, that was John Young at the door.
Okay. Which sounds better, though? That was he or that was him? Which do you think you'd probably say?
Well, I didn't understand the question.
If between these two, that was him or that was he, which do you think you'd probably say? Would you say that was him or that was he?
Well, if Courtney, if we were the person I was speaking to and expecting him, I'd say that was, and if we were expecting him, well, I'd say that was him at the door.
Okay. What if there's a woman at the door? You'd say that.
That was she at the door. That was more than likely. I wouldn't say that. I'd say that was Mildred or Josephine or whatever her name was.
And if it's two people, you'd say that was.
Well, that was so and so and her husband.
Uh-huh.
Or her husband and his wife, so-and-so.
What about that was they or that was them?
I don't know. I don't understand that part of it.
Talk about how tall you are. You'd say, he's not as tall as...
He's not as tall as certain people. I don't know.
Or comparing him to yourself. He's not...
Well, he's taller than I am. Or shorter than I am.
Okay. And or he's not as tall as.
Well, you could use that. If you were describing somebody, it's according to what you were describing them for.
Uh huh.
If you were under certain circumstances, you say, well, he's not quite as tall as I am, or he's several inches shorter than I am, or he's several inches taller than I am.
Or you might say, or I'm not as tall as.
Or I'm several inches shorter than so and so. I'm sure several inches taller.
Uh-huh. I'm not quite as tall as.
I don't know. Well, you could use quiet.
Uh-huh. How would you say that? I'm not as tall as.
I'd say no, I'm not quite as tall, or I'm not quite as short.
Is
whoever I'm referring to talking about.
And you had been out to New Mexico and you hadn't gone any more west than that. You'd say New Mexico was what west I've ever been.
As far west as I've ever been.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's whose?
It belongs to Barbara.
Okay, or it's, I'd ask you, I'd say this isn't mine, is this?
Belongs to Barbara.
Okay. And if there was a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave, you'd say, well, I hope what come back again.
Well, I don't know how you'd explain that.
Would you say you if you're talking to a whole group?
Well, according to how they were, I'd say I'd call them by name and say, you'd come back.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the word y'all or you all or anything like that?
Well, under certain years, they all come back.
Do you ever use the word y'all to just one person?
No.
What if there's a group and you're asking them about their coats, you know, everybody's coats? You say, where are... Would you ever say y'all's coats or you all's coats?
No, personally, I'd say I wear your coats.
Okay. And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and later on you were asking about which people had gone, you'd ask someone, was at the party. How would you ask that?
Well, how did the party go?
Okay. Would you ever say who was there or who all was there?
Well, that's one thing I would never do.